I feel like I'm talking all the time. You guys should be talking too.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Everything consists of a stream of atoms which flow in parallel lines in a void.
We're here with Natty Ashba. We've known her. How long have we been connected with you? Probably since like December, January. Yeah. So we met in person officially in May on our trip in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, you party animals.
we went to the Treehouse Village with a bunch of people, and she brought her friend from Italy. How long have you been friends with Jacqueline?
Gosh, over 10 years.
Wow. Yeah,
and geez. A long distance, kind of like a relationship. But it works. We're still like super close.
Yeah, I really admire you. You made sure she came out and made sure you spent time with your friends and family. It seems like that's really important to you.
It's like basically all what matters at the end of the day, you know. Yeah. After that trip, it opened my eyes. I'm like, wait a second. I work so hard every day. I'm always so focused into all this, at the end of the day, superficial things. What's the point of making money or traveling if you're not with the people that you really love?
Yeah.
So after that trip, I decided I'm going to take as many trips as I can with my family. And I don't know if you watch my social media, but I took my grandparents to Cancun.
Yeah.
And I swear, it was the most fun, incredible trip ever. Like, I shut off my phone and didn't care because social media is still going to be there. It's probably even waiting there for you, you know? So I just turned back to be that 8-year-old kid when I was living in Colombia with them. And in my photos, like, I can see a kid when I see myself. It was just so fun, so.
That's amazing because I feel like a lot of people, especially in the social media world, tend to make it about themselves. And
yes.
A lot of times you won't see a lot of Instagrammers or models really share too much about their family. So when I did see your stories, I was like, this is literally amazing. At first I was kind of like, wow, like it was a little bit of like, wait, who are these people? Like they don't have, you know, necessarily like the young modeling, traveling look,
mm-hmm.
but yet you're just happy to share your family. Like, it was
well,
beautiful.
I would say that's kind of like my authenticity. I am always super real. Since the first day I put a foot in social media, I always, because that's kind of my vision of life, just being true to yourself and not care too much about what people say or think, because they always have something bad, some critic to do to you. So as long as you're obviously not doing bad things and robbing banks, you go your way, work hard for your dreams, kind of don't care too much about what everybody else say, and value, like focus on your values and what really matters to you. In my case, it's family. It's not a bad thing if someone's is money, you know, like everybody, I am the most open-minded person. Like if you want to do drugs, if you want to do that, if you can do whatever you want with me, as long as you don't bother me and come judge me too. So I'm just full honest and open mind. If I want to share something that is not super high end or cool on social media, that's how I am. I like it. I find it funny. If there's like a peluche, like a poop peluche, and I like it,
yeah.
I'll share it. And sometimes maybe I shouldn't, but I just like it. It's just
working.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, and you know why? Because it's working because you can relate. Anyone can relate. You know, I wasn't put in this world to pretend, feel, or act like I'm above anyone else. I'm just a normal human being that is looking for happiness constantly. And so is everyone else.
Yeah.
So that's what I want when people look at my social media. It's like, oh, she's just as fun, as normal, as mellow, as crazy as I am. So that's kind of like,
it seems like authenticity is the most long-term, like sustainable thing to do anyways, because you'll see someone that I can't post this because my followers don't like it, I can't do this because of this, you know, and then that might get them, you know, that solid momentum shortly, but that trend will fade.
Mm-hmm.
People will get sick of that repetitive thing that they think they need to do, where eventually they're gonna plateau because of the thing they're trying to do to satisfy their followers. It actually does the opposite in the end. So staying authentic is, it's just genuine and it lasts so much longer, even if it might slow you down here and there. face.
Yes, because you know the world is packed with fake people, with hypocrites, with there's good people, but there's also a lot of fakeness around you. And correct me if I'm wrong, even you guys have been around situations where you just feel awkward and you know everyone around you is just fake. So a little bit of like genuine out there, a little bit of someone that is not afraid of having wrinkles if they laugh too much, because I've heard people that don't laugh do not have wrinkles in their photos. So that's kind of why I think people get connected more with some influencers than others. You know,
I think that's why YouTubers are getting so influential on both Instagram and YouTube, because they're so much more, they have so much more opportunity to be authentic.
Mm-hmm. And show their personalities and
authentic or not. Sometimes they're going to filter things, and things are more brief, so they're going to pick the highlights. They're going to post the best photo. They're going to post the best story, because it's only 15 seconds. But when you're a YouTuber, you've got 15 minutes to hang out.
YouTube is definitely a huge platform, but and you also, like, I also agree that Instagram, it is a platform to share your life. It is a platform. It is also a business. We all establish our business through Instagram, you know, and sometimes, some posts have to be more elaborated, maybe some filters, maybe it's if it's promoting a product or a sponsorship. Of course, there's a professional side with a great photographer creating amazing, authentic, original content. Exactly. I mean, that's why it's working and it's still there, you know. And it's not just our benefits. It's also the audience. It's good for them, too, because they get to know products, to see things that they like, too. I mean, personally, I only talk about and review and promote products that I use, that I like, which means that they can trust me. So they're actually getting a product that I can put my name on it, you know. And then stories, I just use stories. I don't use stories as a business. I use stories as, this is me, this crazy chick that.
Just passing moments of Natty throughout the day.
Yes, but definitely YouTube is way more, you share way more parts of your life too, so.
And it's a lot of work too.
Yes, a lot.
So I guess let's dive into a little bit about where you come from, who you are. I know you grew up in Colombia and also spent a lot of time in Italy.
Yes.
So what, and then now you're in the US, you're in.
My story is pretty crazy, which I hope I live enough to write a book one day, but not in English. My English is so bad.
Do you prefer to write it in Italian or Spanish?
That's tough. I think Italian.
Yeah.
Because it's such a romantic language. You have like 10,000 ways to say I love you. It's a romantic language. But long story short, because it's a long story, I was born in Colombia and I grew up there 8 years with my grandparents, because my mom left when I was less than a year to search for a better life, which reason why I couldn't understand it and I hated it for so long, which created me mental problems, you know, when a teenager, I was just out of control. And then nowadays, obviously, I'm super grateful. Like, I wouldn't be sitting down here with you guys, with my business, with my husband, if I never left the country. It was a third world country in the 90s, you know. Escobar was still alive when I was born, okay? We're talking like that type of crime and danger and just poverty. So she moved away, she made her way, and meanwhile I was living with my grandparents in Colombia. So that's how I was raised. I was raised in like somewhat a great family with values, with a good religion, with good, you know, being good at school, just a good kid, and I loved it. That was my happy place. Those are like still the most amazing moments of my memories. And when I was 8 years old, after visiting Italy back and forth just on vacation, you're so little, you don't really understand. I was just dumped in Italy, completely new continent, culture, language, everything. Everything is just so different. No friends, no family. And yes, I knew she was my mom, but I never really had that perfect family portrait where you have a mom and a dad and everybody else, really, it's on the second, place. My dad died when I was 3 months. So, I really don't, everybody always tells me, I'm sorry, you know, they don't want to bring it up. But I think it's a blessing for me because I don't know what it means having a dad. I'm emotionless about it because I never had it. Had I had it, it would be awful for me to even talk right now. But it gave me that strain and that necessity of being self-protective, strong enough, and not let any man step on me or any human in general. So that I'm in a weird way grateful that things went the way they were. So then I moved to Italy. Long story, very short. I moved to Italy, crazy teenage time, drugs, alcohol, partying. I had a mom, yes, but I was kind of like a rebel. And she is very young. She had me when she was 18. So she's a super hot woman, very beautiful and very young. And instead of like being very like mom role, she was more like a friend. And then there was this competition that mom and daughter always have in that teenage time. So it was just hard. And I went into like eating disorders and other things through my teenage time because I was just basically alone. I was in a new country. Yes, you make friends, but I really didn't know where I belonged. That's my thrive. Like I had massive problems through my entire life trying to figure out where I belong. Because it's like, okay, I want to be in Colombia, but I can't. Now I live in Italy, but I don't feel like I belong here. Why am I in this world? Like, where do I belong? Why? You know, so it's really hard to understand why you can be with the people you love if we're both alive. And so that created such an anger inside of me. It's like, you know what? I just want to go back and live there. And growing up, I realized that actually Italy is a pretty awesome place to live. And culture-wise, I studied. I had so many opportunities. And that's why when I was 17, I moved to Rome. Because I was living in northern Italy, a very small city, very close-minded, you know, very...
Like near Milan.
2 hours from Milan, more like Lake Como, a very small city where, no, you know, Lake Como, so pretty, right? But if you live there, locals, nobody wants to change their routine. It's kind of like one of those places where there's no dreams. There's
Very content.
I was feeling like suffocated. So I just wanted to do it on my own. I just wanted to go and explore the world and figure out things on my own. So I moved when I was 17, turning 18, to Rome. Actually, I was already 18, and I just started trying to find my way, doing little jobs. I wanted to study psychology. And funny story, I met my husband, now husband, a month later, I moved to Rome.
Good.
Yes, we were in a club. I was 18 years old, and because there, you're already legally over. You can drink, you can get married, you can do everything when you're 18 in Europe. And that's what I'm saying, so different, such different cultures. So then we met just back then, and then I kept working, studying psychology, working on TV. I was just finding my way there. I was just doing fine, you know, figuring out things, still very young. But we hung out for 2 months back then, and then he came back to the US. We stayed in contact, just like friends. And then when I was 21, he asked me to come visit to Vegas. And when you live in Europe, Vegas sounds freaking amazing. Gambling, strippers, money, parties, woohoo! And so I came and visited. It was awesome. I've always, funny story, I always told my mom, I want to live in America. Watch me. One day I will live in America. But I had no clue. I'm like, how am I going to get there? There's no way, you know, visa-wise and everything. So he asked me to come visit, and 1 month later he proposed. I said yes, and I was so happy and everything, super young, 22, just turned 22. But that basically turned me back to when I moved to Italy. It was very difficult and dramatic. Another change again. Wait a second. So I'm not in Colombia, I'm Colombian, I'm Italian, now I am in America? Like, you gotta imagine fish out of water. Because you're not moving from Rome, capital mundis, to New York. You're moving to freaking Vegas. Okay, people go there, get trashed, leave the worst of them and forget it.
People go once a year, maybe.
Oh my God. But I love that at first, you know. Problem is, I always try to have people understanding my position back then. You have to imagine, you can't speak the language very well. My English was not this decent. My English was broken. I would not be sitting here because I would be so ashamed of not even understanding what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Religion, I grew up Catholic. There's not one church in Vegas. I still have to find a Catholic church, so yeah. I have to kind of like put on the back my religion and my values. No family, because my family didn't have visa yet, so nobody could come visit me. And I could not leave the country because of immigration purposes for 9 months. And I couldn't drive because I didn't have a driver's license. I wasn't expecting to stay there. Couldn't study, couldn't work. I was just a permanent freaking tourist, spending my own money. And it was awful. And that was 9 months like that. Which is, there's a reason why I'm telling you this, because this is how I started my whole business, my whole, like, now, the new Natty, the me. So I couldn't do anything besides thinking every day, what the hell have I done to my life? I was just fine there, you know? And me, the person that is like, I don't need a man. You know, I'm independent. My mom was single. I will be single. I don't need kids. I don't want to be married. Like, I never planned this amazing wedding that all the girls want with a white dress. I'm not like that. I'm cooler. I'm like, no, I just want to be, you know, happy. Don't need all this extra superficial stuff. So that's how I started. The only thing I had was my laptop, because I couldn't even go to Starbucks, because in Vegas, you don't walk to Starbucks. You need a car to go to Starbucks, because it's 4 miles and 117 degrees outside. So he had to work, and I was just at home figuring out what to do. Like, should I just go back and decline this love we have? Because it's pretty special, even nowadays, 6 years later. So I started writing. I started writing Italian and Spanish, and practicing English, but I didn't post many because I was just really ashamed of looking like an idiot. And it's so frustrating because I love speaking, I love communicating, I love connecting and let people know how I am and be able to understand people. And when I moved here, I felt like a toddler. Like, my English was so bad that you would think, that chick is so dumb, like, she's not able to talk. So it was so frustrating because I'm coming from the most romantic language ever, Italian. So. I can't describe how frustrating it was. Like, I didn't want to even live. It created depression. I was depressed. I'm like, it should be the happiest days of my life, being married to the love of my life, living in America, and I'm here figuring out what have I done to my life. So I started writing and posting my photos, and I swear I had no clue what a blog was. You can monetize it. I had no idea what social media was. I had no idea all the business and all the cool side things that you can do, and how can you connect and influence people in a good way. You know, I have a very strong point of view of life, and I never thought I could even share it for a second. You know, I thought it was just mine and talk to you guys, but never like have a voice out there. Never thought for a second. Also because Italy, even especially back then, was really behind of times. You know, like, you guys, we here in America, way, like, social media was here way before there. Like Twitter got way years later than here. When here was going down, there was started becoming very popular, because it's not that popular anymore. Anyways, so I have to say I'm very lucky, because DJ does have a huge fan base. You know, he played in multiple bands, and he toured the world 5 times around the world. So he has recognition and a fan base, a very loyal fan base from all over the world, and especially females, you know. So they welcomed me in their lives so fast, so nicely. And when we got married, he actually used a helicopter from the police, and it created a massive drama, although it was all legal and well planned because he was a friend of us. We got so much press overnight from everywhere in the world. Even Yahoo Arabia was like, rockstar DJ Ashba proposed to his girlfriend in a helicopter. We got this much press. I'm like, we should have got a TV show. We should have pitched a TV show that night, damn it. So that's how I overnight got this recognition from people trying to figure out, what do I wear? What do I eat? How do I stay healthy? What's my point of life? Like, all these things that motivated me to keep writing and showing all my personal life. So I didn't start in a very professional way. I started showing my truly me, this young person, and they've been growing with me and seeing me changing so much. And they have this passion for our couple too. So we have a fan base as a couple, and then my own one. A lot of people don't even know I'm married. They're blown away. They're like, what, you're married? Yeah. That sounds like old. So that's how I started. Then I started doing YouTube videos, but very basic. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. I literally had no clue, and I was just doing my own thing. Then I started slowly figuring out how things work, but all on my own. And again, I'm not living in New York where you learn things fast because you meet people, and I'm like alone in Vegas, just learning from social media, studying, reading. So that's how everything started, out of desperation and boredom.
When you were writing, where were you posting these?
I was writing about my days, about how difficult it was, the change, about how also happy and grateful I was. I've always been a very positive person. So I'm like, I have no time for negativity. Talking about like, I don't like being around negative people, fake people, and liars. I can't lie. That's a defect. It's a quality, but a defect. Because when I have to say something, my blood boils in my brain. And I can't hold it until I spit it out. Example, if DJ wears some ugly shoes, we're in the car, and I'm just quiet, and it starts boiling and boiling, and I'm like, I hate your shoes, I can't help it. So that's me, and I love being surrounded by like cool people like that. That's why the trip with it together, I feel like I'm talking all the time. You guys should be talking too.
That's what we want. That's what we want.
But with you guys, it was just so fun, because everyone is just a happy crowd, and I feel like happiness, a lot of people spend their whole lives searching for happiness, you know, and they don't realize that happiness is made of moments. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be stressed. It's okay to not feel good, to be worried, any type of feeling, just let it be. You know, everybody's so worried. Oh my God, I'm not happy. Oh my God, I'm on this great trip and I'm not happy. It's just life, you know, enjoy every moment of it, because one day you'll be gone. You'll be freaking gone. And even those sad moments will matter a lot, you know. Every single moment of your life helps you to grow and make you become the person that you are today. So that's kind of my message out there. Always just be very confident, look your way, don't distract looking what everybody else is doing, because that is a dangerous road. And I myself, it's happened that, hasn't it happened to you guys that you sit down on social media and you think it's happened, and I stopped doing that. Like, I trained myself to just not do it and just shut off when I'm anxious. But you feel so great. You had such a productive day. You have trips planned. You have sponsorships. You have a family trip planned. Whatever makes you happy. And then you go on social media and you scroll down and you start getting suddenly so feeling so freaking gross. So many times I was just on my phone and I could feel this change, this darkness. And I have a long couch. I would just throw my phone all the way there. And my therapist is my dog. So I would just go and pet him and kiss him and caress him and love him and suddenly feel way better. And I realized that it's still a freaking digital world, you know? Yes, it's awesome, it's glamorous, it's a business. And for people that are more consumers than influencers, it's still digital, okay? Those people out there, they're Photoshop, a lot of filters, a lot of great cameras, great lighting, you know? We're not here to be perfect. We're here to have a cool journey, have fun while doing it, you know, meet cool people and personally be all about family. But sometimes people need to remember that they have to stop and enjoy their moment. Their moment, you know?
For sure. So what would you say is like your number one tip to just maintain that happiness? Because it seems to me kind of like yours is more attitude-based rather than, I don't know, not necessarily, like you chose to be happy throughout.
Okay.
Anything that's gone on in your life.
I agree. Happiness, it is also a choice. And to reach this kind of position mentally where I am, I went through a lot. I experienced a lot of pain. And that's why I recommend people to not stress out if they're not feeling so happy. Every single moment adds up to your experiences to then appreciate when good moments come. I had the most amazing time of my life till I was 8 years old. No problems, no worries, no fights, literally the perfect childhood, although my parents weren't there. And then I had the most tremendous, weird teenage time where I was basically on my own. And I would go to family, like my friends' houses, and look at their families and be like, wow, why can't I have that? What is it like to have a dad? Like, I don't feel sad, but I wonder.
It's almost like the equivalent of you
looking at something that you don't have. It's similar to scrolling through
Instagram,
seeing what you don't have.
Yes, and growing as a teenager, that I went through a lot of pain, you know, and I love talking about like mental health because it's very underrated. Nobody wants to talk about it. Everybody's ashamed about it. Nobody realizes that it's a real issue that a lot of people deal with in higher or lower levels. But through my teenage time, I'm more welcome to be open and say that I went through massive, massive eating disorders that put me through just suicidal thoughts and I just didn't want to live. I was on a mission of killing myself, and then drugs, and then smoking, and then everything you can imagine. I lived so much between my 15 and my 18. Then at some point I just stopped because of this. That's when I think I don't have a father. That's what kind of I had to become the dad of the family, both mine and my mom. I'm like the father figure in my brain. So that's when I'm like, wait a second. No. I'm gonna do something special with this life. I put myself through so much pain. I don't belong here. I don't belong there. I don't have to belong. I'm a citizen of the world. Fuck it, you know?
Yes.
Oops, sorry. So that's when I'm like, I decided from now on, I'm gonna only do things that make me happy. I'm gonna only surround myself with positive people. If there's something that I don't feel comfortable, I won't do it. And that's kind of why you have to kind of hit the lowest to appreciate the highest.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why how I reach here where I am now, deciding to be happy. And when I'm not happy, I don't freak out that I'm not happy. We are trained to this idea of you have to have a happy life. But happy life is made of moments. Moments.
You can't be happy with that.
You can't be freaking happy all day. I wake up and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to wake up today. I just want to stay in bed, you know? Or even a dummy question, a dummy example, like I am so excited to go on a trip, but the minute I have to leave my dog, I'm not sad. I'm not happy anymore. I'm really sad, but it's just life. You know, it can be always high because then you'll get bored of being happy all day.
Yeah.
That sounds awful. You know, it's cool to just have your own personality made up, up and downs, psycho moments, crazy moments, and down moments, you know? Say
you're,
it. It's,
you're very wise.
It's part of life.
We're just like over here.
Yeah.
Just like, yep. That's amazing. Wow. So, no, it is cool. I mean, especially for someone, most people don't get to live in more than one place in their whole lives. And so being able to have that diverse background with, you know, a little bit of the craziness and some of those things that affected your life, I can definitely tell kind of like what molded you to being the person you are. And you're
yes.
so like bubbly and excited all the time. I mean, literally from the moment that we met on the trip, and I was just like, wow, I think everyone on the trip was talking about you in the sense of like, she's literally amazing. Just like, I don't know, I guess for most of us, we're all like a little bit younger. So you kind of like took on that cool older sister. Like,
I felt that and I love it.
Yeah. And I remember that one night, you were just like, all right, I'm going to teach you how to dance Colombian. And I was like, okay. And you're just like spinning me all around. Like literally just your energy and your frequencies and everything throughout the whole week just radiated amongst everyone that was on the trip with us.
That's so cool. I got to say that the reason why I was so happy is because I was able to, number one, share moments with such cool people. Because honestly, if I didn't like you, I moved my ticket to be here with you guys, you know? And being able to spend time with my friend and seeing how happy she was. I love just seeing people. I love being happy, genuinely happy. It warms my heart. So seeing her so amazed, because she has a different life. She has a full-time job and she doesn't travel as much as I do, you know? She has that life where she gets to travel, but she's most of the time busy building her dreams. That's what she wants to do. So I admire that. It's not like she's trapped or something. But I just saw her. She's like, all the time, she was so amazed by the nature because she's really attached to nature and things. So she was like, oh my God, I hang with the chicken. And I'd be like, Jack, it's a freaking chicken. And she's like, can I pet him? And she's taking photos. So things like that just made me so, so happy, especially on that trip. So. And another thing is happiness is different for each one of us. And most of the time, you always kind of want what you don't have. To me, sometimes it looks so appealing and amazing just being able to live in the country with your family. Actually, if I could, I would live in a house with all my family somewhere. And if they told me shut up social media and just go and live in the country, I'd be like, bye. Bye, guys. So a lot of people are just happy in their small city, in their house with their family. A lot of people are just happy living in an apartment, building their dreams. Happiness is not just, it comes in different shades, you know, and definitely being like, building your dreams and fight for them, there's something very satisfying inside, and you both can probably definitely relate. Maybe some other people, you know, they don't have families and they don't know what it is. Like, for example, me in my situation, my dad. And I realized that since I don't belong in a place because I was shifted so many times, and now that I'm older, I'm very grateful for that. What really makes me happy, fulfills my heart and my soul, is traveling. Get to know new people, new cultures, open your mind, and just connect and become more and more rich internally. And that's part of why I'm always so happy, because being able to travel, I know how extremely blessed I am to do that, because yeah. Everybody wants to
and
travel.
It allows you,
you
to
know?
Miss your dog and realize how much you love him. And,
yes.
You know, your family.
I take him with me a lot of times. He's a good guy. He's just 20 pounds of love, so my legs fall asleep on the plane. But more, even that, when I'm around with him and I see him so excited walking, like in Italy or in the lake, it makes me happy, just like a mom with a son. Like, I have this weird thing of seeing people I like, I love, and I like being happy, that makes me more happy than myself. So that's it.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about the stories on your...
Oh, that would need another now.
Another time.
real quick. I've always been into tattoos. I've always loved it. I appreciate art so much. And my only man figure growing up when I was in Colombia was my uncle. Because yes, my grandpa is older. I never saw him as a... I don't have a mom and father figure like the typical. They were my grandparents. Like, they never tried to take that spot. But I have this older uncle that he was all about bikes and tattoos and rock music, which is kind of what shifted me to, you know, you always find a role model and you always kind of look up to your dad, your mom, or a figure in your life. So I think that's kind of, I got shifted to this bad boy guy I married because of my uncle. So I always was into these tattoos and being cool and piercings. And I started very young with tattoos. When I was 15, I did this with my mom. So it has a big meaning, but I mainly asked her to do it with me so I could get a tattoo at 15 years old. Yeah, like I told you, I was kind of like doing whatever I wanted. And then I started adding a little more, and I became very spotty. So this is with DJs. So it's bonded in three levels in Vikings, darkness and light, because I'm both. I'm Libra, so I'm day and night. And then at some point, I'm just like, listen, I've always wanted to get tattoos. I've always been this very kind of like tough person. The more people tell me, don't do tattoos, you're so pretty, you're so beautiful, you could do novellas, the more would make me want to do it. It's like, why are you trying to come into my life and tell me what to do? That was a manager in South America. And I just decided to go for it, because I'm like, I'm never going to be a supermodel because I'm not tall enough. I wanted to become an actress in Italy, but I don't live there anymore because they're very strict when it comes to that. They don't have the budget to cover your tattoos every day. They don't even care. They'll just choose another person. And I'm establishing a business where the more transparent, the more I am myself, the better it works. So if it's what I really want to do it, let's do it, you know? So I started doing it, and I am very, if you notice, very hardcore designs. All black and white and all like creepy demons. My friend says they're actually scary. She doesn't look at it. She thinks it's really scary. Yeah. But to me, it has a double meaning. Number one, I feel like they protect me from this world. You know, I didn't design like rabbits and bunnies and butterflies. It's like a lot of creepy monsters to kind of like scare away, protect me. They meant like, I feel protected. I feel like I kind of show people that I am tough, because I am. And the other meaning is they remind me that I went through a lot in that if for some reason at some point I have a low moment, because we all have them, they remind me that I'm strong, that there will be better moments, and I've gone through a lot.
Wow.
A lot. That's amazing. And
I never really thought about them being that, like having that much depth.
Yeah, you know? I don't really share it, but when people ask me and have the time to listen to it, they're very meaningful to me. Like they remind me, you went through a lot,
yeah.
You know, and I smile when I hear other influencers in trips, the struggle of posting and scheduling and creating content. And I'm like, this is the most fun part of my life. Like I went through the hardest part. This is just fun. Like I don't struggle. I don't stress about this as much. The hard part of my life was like the first half where I was figuring out, wait, okay, what is a family? Why I can be with my family traveling? That's why I'm so strongly connected to the essential, to the basics, to family, because I never had the opportunity to be with them as much as I wanted. And when you love someone so much, which picture the person you love the most, and for some reason you can't live with them every day, and you go visit them once a year for maybe 10 days. I remember since I'm little, leaving the airport, like a by there was a glass like this, I was bawling. Because you never know what the freaking destiny, the world could happen to them or to you. You never know when it's going to be the last time you're going to see someone. And my grandparents being older would freak me out. So I grew up on anxiety. I'm freaking anxiety every time I will leave Colombia. So even nowadays, I said goodbye in Cancun. I said, see you later, because you never say goodbye. And I was bawling like that little girl. I'm like, what if? This sucks, you know? So social media is a big thing in my life, but spending time with the ones I love, and I recommend that to you guys too, is the best thing you could ever do. Because that day, one day, you would have memories, because we're all going to be gone one day. But you got to make sure you have the coolest memories. And instead of regrets, just be happy. Happy with the memories. Oh, God. I just want to cry.
Yeah, me too.
I'm so sentimental. I'm sorry.
Like, why are you doing this to me right now? Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing everything. The perspective that you have is really, really wise.
Thank you, and guys, for having me.
There's some knowledge in there. Everywhere.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Part of the fun of documenting all of this is, you know, being able to put a voice with a more of a social media profile where a lot of people just see your photos or they mm-hmm. see, you know, a short glimpse of who you are, what you have to offer. And so being able to voice this, and I mean, even just for us personally.
Yeah, I love
this
it.
Is blowing us away.
And I love it because I've never shared this story in this perspective with no one. Yeah. So since I love you guys so much, I'm glad that I got to show this side of me with you.
Yeah.
I did another podcast, but I was more focused on, it was like less emotional, more like how I got where I am and more the business side. And I'm like, that's boring stuff.
Yeah.
Again, like I do it for fun. It started for fun, it's still for fun. I'm not there money hungry. I don't support. If there's something I don't support, I just don't do it. I'm in this world to just personally make people I love happy, because that's what makes me happy. So just follow your dreams, work for them, because nobody's gonna work for you. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
And do what really makes you happy, because at the end of the day, it's what really matters.
Wow. Well, you definitely have given me some
I feel like I
need
a hug.
I know.
Hug time.
It's
like,
well, let's do it. Nice. Let's hug. Let's be done with
let's
this. No more podcasts.
Did you get that on camera?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Thank you for your...
Here.